Last night in Millerton, there was a meeting. Included in that meeting were several items, wastewater and things like that. But probably the main item on the agenda was the proposal of a law and a vote on the abolition of the Millerton Village Police Department. So with us this morning, we have Jen Nijak with us. Jen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Marshall.
So, how? First of all, you actually covered, I think, three or four topics in that meeting. They're all important topics, but I think the meeting that draws the most interest, the portion of the meeting, was the proposal of the local law to abolish the Millerton Police Department. So, how did the meeting go, and where did things stand with that?
So, last night we introduced what we're calling Local Law B, because the local laws were kind of lettering the local laws, because obviously they're not true local laws yet, because we haven't adopted them. So Local Law B is the law that would be subject to mandatory referendum, which would mean it would go immediately on the ballot. This is to abolish the Millerton Police Department, but to also contract for services to cover the village. And at last night's meeting, after, you know, quite a bit of discussion amongst the board was not ready to schedule the public hearing for that proposed local law. So, you know, a lot of different things came up. One of the things was the board really felt that it was important for us to have our completed document, kind of a comparison of what currently we have for police services and what it would look like for the Dutchess County Sheriff, as well as other pros and cons of both. And so the board will continue to compile all that data and put it into one completed document, so that way it can be viewed online and passed around, and people will have all of the information that we can give them in regards to making this decision.
You know, it's just looking at the proposition of the local law. It not only includes mm-hmm. the village of Millerton, but also the town of Northeast, right? With the, 'cause you share a police department, right?
Well, we don't share police okay. departments. The town of Northeast has contracted with the village. The police department is technically, quote-unquote, owned by the village of Millerton. And so the town of Northeast has always contracted for services with that police department. That being said, that contract expires May 31st, and at this point it does not appear as though the town of Northeast will be renewing that contract with the village of Millerton. So one of the critical pieces for us is to really, at this point, put the village first, right? We're talking about 0.6 square miles. And, you know, all encompassing the town, I think, is 43.7 square miles. So the village is really trying to figure out, you know, what we need as a village in our 0.6 square miles for police services. And so that's kind of been, you know, that's been a difficult thing for people to kind of realize that it's, you know, in the past, the magic number, well, which isn't necessarily a magic number, you know, is 42 hours a week for our part-time police department to cover both the village and the town. And really trying to figure out, you know, what that number means, and is that number what we need for the village, or is it just kind of a number that has always, you know, existed of ours? So sifting through 911 call data and looking at call times and response times, both for the, you know, Millerton Police Department and the Dutchess County Sheriff, has kind of been a little bit of a task that we've been working on. So it's a work in progress for sure, and although there are, you know, several other things that come about that, you know, that legally we can't talk about, it's, you know, there are things that we can, and the call data is certainly one of them.
Now, when you look at the Village of Millerton Police Department, one of the things that stood out in my mind was what was pointed out and various newspaper articles, and when we talked before, was the liability that the town sits on right now. Explain that once again, the liability that the village of Millerton faces.
Right. So one of the things, one of the things that took me by surprise at first, when I took office in July, was I spent the better part of that first month on the phone with different attorneys for potential lawsuits. And while there may not have been any in the past, it seems that that is what certainly for me is a growing concern. Even when we contracted, or when the town, I should say, contracted with the village, no matter where an incident happened, if it happened with the Millerton police, the village will always be liable. And it's a huge concern for me. I mean, there have been three potential lawsuits so far. And while I can't, talk about any of the details of those, it's a major concern. The village on a whole runs with about an $811,000 budget, and that takes, take out the water district. That's kind of separate and pays for itself. But, and we do have insurance that covers it and an umbrella policy. But, an instance where something horrible happens and the village is sued for millions of dollars, the village will be on the hook for that money. Our insurance is only going to cover up to about $5 million, I think it is. And so anything above that would cripple the village. And to me, as important as police services are, and I do believe that we need police services in our area, there are so many other things that this village has to offer. And to me, it's the hardest part.
And of course, by switching over to the Dutchess County Sheriff's Office, they're all self-contained with human resources, and also they have their own policy. So that would be a big financial burden that would be lifted off the town.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if we were to contract with the Dutchess County Sheriff, they would indemnify the village. The village would not be liable for any incident involving the police department. And they also are, you're right, they have the policies in place. They're a full-time, fully accredited department. They have their own internal investigation. They have all of these programs already set up and policies in place. And, they're in the business of managing police. We're not necessarily, as a board, we're learning that business, and it's not a cut and dry, situation. It's something that takes time and effort, and managing a police department, by virtually a part-time board, is a challenge. And we're not, some of us are, administrators or executive directors, and we're not in the business of, understanding policing as well.
Okay, so as it stands right now, after last night, you are putting all this information together that people can look at and get online, or either pick up at the Village of Millerton Hall, and then once all that is compiled, you'll hold a public hearing, and then after that public hearing, I guess the board would vote on it, and then it would then go to a referendum.
Correct. I mean, we have already introduced Local Law A, which was subject to permissive referendum, which is, if Local Law A was adopted, a petition could be circulated. If 20% of the voting population in the village signed that petition, it would go to the ballot. Local Law B is subject to mandatory referendum, which takes that petition piece out of it. And it would go to the ballot. At this point, either Local Law A or B is going to be a special election.
And is there a time limit that like that has to that vote has to take place?
So there's no once the local law is adopted, it can be no fewer than 10 days, but no longer than 60 days to have that special election. And so at this point, we would still have to schedule a public hearing, and the Millerton News is our paper of record, and as many people know, it only comes out once a week, so getting that public notice in for the public hearing usually puts it at a two-week window, and then after the public hearing, the board would have to vote on it, and until the whole board is ready to move forward, we're just kind of playing it out. My guess is it could be as early as sometime in July, or it could be as late as sometime in August, September, for that special election. Well, it's not really an election, but yeah, special vote.
Well, so it appears you still have a lot of work as a board to do to get these documents together so people can see every piece of paper and make up their minds themselves.
Yeah, it's kind of not an enormous task, but it is something that we've been working very hard on, and it's really to get each member their contributing pieces and put it together in a document that's, you know, easy to follow, easy to read, and easy to understand.
All right, so, Jen. We always say around here, keep it transparent, and which is what you're doing. And we'll keep people abreast of the information. And good luck with pursuing this. It looks like it's going to be a busy summer for you on the board.
Oh, it is a busy summer, you know. But we've got a lot of great things happening. Our sidewalks are being replaced. Our park is coming closer to the end of phase one and should hopefully be open by the end of summer. And there's always wastewater. So we got a lot going on.
All right, Jen. Thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us this morning.
Thank you, Marshall.
All right, take care. Village of Millerton, Jen Nijak, and the meeting that was held last night, and explaining more about the law that you folks in the village will have a chance to vote on one way or the other. The